Mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God bless you wherever you are. Another wonderful day, a spiritual day. It is a day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you wherever you are. Today is our second episode, and our second episode is Attitude of Dependence on God. Attitude of Dependence on God. Our previous episode, which is our first episode, was Attitude of Service. And today we are taking the second episode, which is the Attitude of Dependence on God. And we believe that at the end of this series, at the end of today's episode, we will never be the same. Amen. Before we dig deeper in our second episode, let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We magnify and we exalt you. Today we've come together to speak to us. I commit myself into your hand. Speak through me to your people. We pull human understanding aside. Spirit of God, mount and speak through me to your people. And let it be a blessing unto ourselves. Let us edify ourselves in the things of God. We pray committing each and everyone that will be listening to this audio that we will never be the same as we listen. We will see the mighty hand of God as we listen, and we will change our understanding in the things of God. Spirit of God, lead us and control us as we humble ourselves and listen to your voice. Those are many more we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Attitude of dependence on God. Now, when we talk about attitude of dependence on God, when we talk about dependence on God, what do we mean? Total dependence on God is not weak. Some people believe that when someone or a believer or when we totally depend on God, it's put us in a position that we are unable to do anything. We are weak and we always want God to provide unto us. But the Bible also makes us understand that it's an attitude that we need to put on. Coming under God's shelter, putting everything in God's hand, is what the attitude implies of us. Amen. Total dependence is the place of surrender, acknowledging that we can do nothing without God. So this is something very powerful. It is a place of surrender. We give up. And giving up in the sense that we can do nothing without God. Amen. Understanding that God is the only provider unto us. And as we surrender, put everything down, and we say, God, take over. Bible says that there God takes over. Believing that we can do nothing without him. Amen. And we have to take this stance in confidence, knowing that whatever resources we need, God will provide. And whatever task he assigns, he will do through us. This is something that we need to grab here. When we take that stance and we have a total dependence on God, we believe in and knowing that whatever we need, God will provide. And any task that He assigns under the sun is going to be done through us. Amen. Dependence on God is one of the attitudes spoken about in the Beatitude mentioned in Matthew chapter 5. Is when we read Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3, there's something very powerful there. It says that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those that depend solely on God, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And so those that will inherit the kingdom of heaven are those that will surrender, those that will depend solely on God. These people are going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Theirs, that's solely theirs, is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. There's something that Jesus Christ said in John chapter 7 and verse 34. Jesus said to the Jewish that you think you are in God's kingdom. You are not, and you cannot get in on your own terms. So getting into the kingdom of God, we cannot go there with our own terms and conditions. Jesus added that you shall seek me and you shall not find me. And where I am, you cannot come there. Why Jesus was saying all this? That where we will seek him, but we will not find him. And where he is, we cannot go there. Those that cannot go to where Jesus is those that are depend on their own abilities and depend on something different from what the Lord has told us to do. Is it that you cannot get in on your own terms unless you submit and you surrender unto God? Amen. You are not in my kingdom. That's what Jesus said. Is it that you are not in my kingdom because you comes with your own terms, you comes with your own conditions. You comes with your own procedures, and this is not allowed in the kingdom of God. To enter and own the kingdom of God, you need to solely depend on God. You surrender, acknowledging that you cannot do it. Amen. As the Bible makes us understand in Matthew 5 and verse 3, says that blessed are the poor in spirit. And so what is poor in spirit? Poor in spirit is the opposite of pride, selfishness, self-sufficiency of today's world. The world has its own ideas of blessedness. And so we have our own definitions in the world that we are living now. And so now our definition to Matthew chapter 5 verse 3 in our world knowledge is blessed. Blessed is the man who is always right. Mr. Right. Is blessed. Blessed is the man who is strong. So the strongest are cheating the weak. Blessed is the man who rules. So now our political leaders are intimidating because they are the rulers. Blessed is the man who is satisfied with himself. This is a worldly definition of Matthew 5 and 3. Blessed is the man who is rich. So the rich people are enjoying. Blessed is the man who is popular in communities and everywhere. You see, today's men and women think that the answer to blessedness is found in self. So we have self-confidence, we have self-righteousness, we have self-assurance, we have self-reliance, and many more. Amen. But this is not what God, this is not what Jesus said. He said that the blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those that surrender unto God, acknowledging that without God, nothing can go well. And this is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Salvation is by faith alone. When you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, salvation is by faith alone. But poor in spirit is the posture of faith. Amen. Poor in spirit, surrender, believing that there's nothing positive to show within your own capabilities, but believing that whatever that you own and coming are is from God. So total surrender unto God. Amen. As God pour out his grace to the spiritually bankrupt, for only they who are open to believe and receive the grace of God. Amen. And so God pours out his grace to the spiritually bankrupt. For only who are open to believe and receive his grace. That's why we say the salvation is by faith alone, but poor in spirit is the posture of faith. Hallelujah. So this bring in mind that a self-righteousness, moral pride, vain presumptions will daunt the soul. So Jesus made this clear when the account of the tax collector and the Pharisees went up to the temple to pray. This was an example of dependence on God and those that are not dependent on God. There are people that depend on their own resources, depending on what they are capable of doing, but there are people that depend on God solely. But the Bible makes us understand that there is an attitude that is called a total dependence on God. And as a believer, as a Christian, we need to adopt this attitude. We need to depend on God. Amen. So Jesus said there is something that distinguished between a tax collector and the Pharisee. When they all went out there to pray, when we take the account from Luke 18 and the verse 10 to 14, I want us to read and pick something from here. The verse 10 says, that the two men went up into the temple to pray, and one a Pharisee and the other is a tax collector. Now the Pharisee stood and prayed within himself in this way, God, I thank you that I am not as other men. And see, this is what God was saying. He proved to himself that he is not like the other men are. So this man stood up and prayed within himself in this way, that God, I thank you that I am not as others men are, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. This is what we call, such person is not dependent on God, but he is depending on his own provisions or depending on what God has provided unto them. He says that he fasts twice in a week and he gives his tithes of that he possesses. As he do all this, he believes himself that as a person who provide others, who is going by all these ways, are the most righteous. But the Bible makes us understand that this is not what God is expecting from us. When you read Malachi says that there's nothing that we can do that will change God. God changeth not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there's one thing that God is expecting you and I to do, that we give up on him, we surrender everything to him, and we say, God takes over. Amen. And so the next tax collector was standing afar off, and he started to pray. And he would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but drank on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you that who is going Hallelujah. Now Jesus made this clear with the account of the tax collector and the Pharisee who went up to the temple to pray. Now when we take the account from Luke chapter 18 verse 10 to 14, we saw that the prayer of the Pharisee and the prayer of the tax collector shows that one is totally dependent on God and the other is not. Now, when we go through their prayers, the Pharisee prays and he exhibits in his prayer that he don't depend solely on God, but he depends on himself. He depends on the resources available. He depends only on the things that he know, but not surrender unto God. Amen. Now this is the prayer of the Pharisee. The Pharisee stood and prayed within himself this way. Is it a God, I thank you that I am not like other men are, extortionists, unjust, adulterers, or even like those tax collector. I fast twice in the week, and I give my tithe of all that I possess. Now, when you understand the prayer of the Pharisee, he is telling God what he is capable of doing. and what he is doing. But God makes us understand that anytime we go on our knees, let us surrender everything to him and let him take over. Now the prayer of the tax collector, he was so standing afar from where the Pharisee was standing. And the tax collector was even not lifting up his eyes to heaven, but he shrunk on his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, this prayer of the Pharisee and the prayer of the tax collector shows just two kind of people: who is totally dependent on God and who is dependent on his resources available. This is what Jesus said, that whatever the prayer is, what the tax collector said was something that touches heart, something that proves that he depends solely on God. We have to depend on God. There's a blessing, and we who own heaven when we submit and surrender unto God. That's why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 3, it says that those that depend solely on God are the people who inherit heaven. So blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Poor in spirit, we have already explained that you telling God that you have nothing within you, you cannot handle yourself. That's why the tax collector said, "Oh God, have mercy on me." This is a surrender statement. But the Pharisee says that he is telling God and comparing to God that, "God, I am thus and I thank you because I am not like this." This is not a statement of total surrender. It's a statement of proudness. Is a statement to tell God that he knows what he's talking about. May this attitude be part of us. May we grab the concept of this attitude. And whatever it says, we will walk out there and become people that will surrender unto God in every side of our life. And we'll receive blessing from God. God bless you. It's another Spirit-filled episode. Attitude of dependence on God. As we depend on God, blessings unfold. As we commit ourselves, as we surrender, acknowledging that we can do nothing without God. God bless you and keep you. May this episode bring change to our life. May this send us closer unto God. May this bring change to our understanding and the ways of approaching the things of God. We pray for a spirit of dependence on God. We pray for attitude of dependence on God. We pray that we will not be people like the Pharisee, but we will be someone that will surrender, acknowledging that we can do it alone, but we need God on our side. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and a spiritual day. Goodbye.